Leaders from both chambers of the legislature met behind closed doors today as they tried to reach a budget agreement, but there was little public progress. The 30-day special session will end tomorrow, and House and Senate majorities remained far apart. Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly says leaders should focus on the budget.
The highest priority we have in the Senate is to avoid a government shutdown, and that means we have to pass an operating budget. The consequences of a government shutdown are devastating. A lot of people think it just affects the public sector, but that's not true. It's the private sector as well.
Kelly singled out the state's fishing industry as an example of an important business sector likely to be damaged by a shutdown. Dillingham Democratic House Speaker Bryce Edgman was in a caucus meeting this afternoon. Last evening, he said the House majority wanted to reach an agreement on the long-term plan to balance the amount the state government spends with what it receives.
Our caucus has taken a very difficult, but we think appropriate position in that we want to get a responsible budget in place this year. We do not want a shutdown, but we also do not want to be back in the situation again next year.
Senator Kelly says it's still possible to reach an agreement tonight and tomorrow. If that doesn't happen, Governor Bill Walker is likely to call lawmakers into another special session. The legislature must pass a budget before July 1st to prevent a shutdown.